Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. A friend of mine once commented that he wasn't bothered whether the story of Jesus' birth was historically accurate or not. He was just happy to accept it as a really beautiful story. Dr. Luke, who wrote this gospel, would have profoundly disagreed with him. For Luke, the historical context of Jesus' birth was of crucial importance, and as a result, he supplies us with more information than any of the other gospel writers. It was typical of the Romans to conduct censuses. They liked to have a clear account of what was going on throughout their vast empire. And so Joseph and Mary made the long and arduous journey from Nazareth in the north of the country to Joseph's ancestral home of Bethlehem, not far from Jerusalem in the south. The meticulous historical details are of vital importance because they make it clear that Jesus fully entered into human life. God became part of our world with all its challenges and difficulties. Jesus arrived at a time of humiliation for the Jewish people. Living under the oppression of Roman occupation, it was a time of struggle and threat. Not long after Jesus' birth, his parents were obliged to escape with him to Egypt to avoid the threat of King Herod, who was insanely jealous at the thought of a rival king turning up in his kingdom. As we celebrate Christmas this year, we do so in a world of turmoil. There has never been more displaced people in the world than there are today. There's violence, fear, brokenness, and pain everywhere we look. Despite this, the wonder of Christmas is that we celebrate God coming into our world, broken and sad as it is, and offering his gift of new life through Jesus. Just as God didn't wait for the world to become peaceful and harmonious before he sent his precious Son, so he comes to us amid the present turmoil, offering his gift of peace. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for sending Jesus to our troubled world and for the peace that he offers to us today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.